Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change. Always a pleasure. Now we're going to the West Coast. We're speaking with Dr. Sarah Zeff-Geber. Good morning, Sarah. How are you today?
Good morning, Zara. I'm just fine.
Excellent. Well, let me give a brief introduction. Sarah is a speaker, writer, workshop leader, and a certified retirement and transition coach based in Los Gatos, California, which is in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's founder of Life Encore, and Sarah guides and coaches people in the 50-plus population as they discover what's next. And over these past 2 years in particular, Sarah has developed a specialty within the life planning arena for working with couples and singles without children. This group truly has unique needs later in life that warrant some additional consideration and thus planning. Equipped with a master's and a PhD in counseling and organizational behavior, Sarah is a co-author of the new book Live Smart After 50, An Expert's Guide to Life Planning for Uncertain Times, which, by the way, we dedicated a full show to upon its debut back in January. And she's also published How to Manage Stress for Success prior. Sarah regularly contributes to a round of conferences, particularly those in the field of positive aging in America. So again, Sarah, welcome.
Thank you.
Well,
glad to be here.
You bet. The topic solo aging, I think this is one of the first times I've even known to give it some thought. Tell us about that. What got you interested in it?
Well, I think I probably coined the phrase. At least it was new to me when I came to me probably one night at 2 a.m.
There you go.
You know what got me started thinking about it, Zara, is somewhere when I was in my late 50s, a few years ago, I started noticing that so many of my friends were spending a tremendous amount of time and money and energy and resources trying to take care of their aging parents.
Sure.
Some of whom were on the opposite side of the country, and so they were doing a lot of traveling, and it was just really challenging for them, but they were doing it. And every single one of them rose to the occasion and did what needed to be done. And although my husband's and my parents had passed away quite some time before, I looked at that and I thought, wow, I don't have kids. Mm-hmm. Who's going to do that for us?
Yes, yeah.
And I realized that so many of my friends also did not have children, and I began to wonder what the population size was of baby boomers who didn't have kids, and I discovered that it's almost 20%.
Oh, my word. And
yeah.
So if you do the math of the 78 million of us that are baby boomers, that's a big number.
That's a big number, a very big number. And we're going to have to, I think, if we're to avoid ending up in some very, very unpleasant situations, we're going to have to do some advanced planning.
Well, and even those who do have children, but the children may be across the country without the financial means to do the back and forth like your friends did, or they themselves have other challenges on their own plate that they cannot step in to help, it goes, probably the number's even bigger than 20%.
That's very true, Zara, and so many people are in such very different circumstances than they were even 30, 40, but certainly 100 years ago.
Sure,
we're just
exactly.
All spread out all over the world now.
And so the needs, obviously, for solo agers then really become a lot more dependent upon their ability to plan in advance.
That's true. And of course, that planning holds true for everyone, but I think there are some unique concerns for solo agers that I sort of on a crusade to get my solo ager colleagues and friends to pay attention to.
And so some of those thoughts, take us down that path, if you would, please.
Well, here's how solo agers kind of differ from the rest of the population. We have advantages and challenges. And some of the advantages of being a solo ager, not having kids, are that we have a little more freedom.
Yeah,
we really can move anywhere we like if we want to move. We often have more money. We haven't spent a lot of money raising kids and putting them through college and getting them set up in their own lives. And we've generally, whether men or women, we've generally had some very serious career pursuits that have resulted in in a very pleasant life. I mean, most solo agers that I know have led a very comfortable, very meaningful existence and haven't really missed having children. So we may even have become close to nieces and nephews, and we've kind of created our own family. If we aren't near actual blood family, we've kind of created our own family and circle of friends.
In fact, we call those rentals. You get rent a kid, because then you can give them back when they get to that age where it might necessarily.
Yes.
But if I might add another attribute of this, is that many people that are in this group that don't have children, they also have developed a social circle that was independent of the children. I mean, many of us, so much of the social life we have is with other parents of kids. And then when the kids go, it's like, do we really have the social circle?
Right. We solo agers have created our own families mm-hmm. in many respects. Now, some solo agers are quite close to their families, and they have siblings and nieces and nephews
sure. mm-hmm.
that have grown up with them. They may not be grandparents, but they're great-aunts and great-uncles. So there are some that have good family ties, and they are also solo agers. They won't have quite the same challenges that those of us who don't have close family ties will have.
So the upshot then, obviously the disadvantage side of not having some of that perhaps bloodlets, unless you've cultivated the relationship so deeper, particularly if you get to legal situations, right, is you may be left on your own.
That's right. That's right. And you really don't want that for so many reasons. And the biggest disadvantage for solo agers does come at the end point, the last stage of life. You may handle things very, very well right up until that point, but there's a lot of good reason to plan well for the end of life as well as the middle of life that we're all enjoying.
And so that planning well, I think I'd use the word there in my last question to your comment, is it really comes down to some really important legal documents you need to have in place. You might want to share some of those thoughts.
Yes. Many of the legal documents are things that everyone should have. I believe that everyone should have a will and keep it updated. Everyone should have, if you are married, whether you're a solo ager or have children, you should have a trust so that when you do pass on or when your loved one passes on, things will be far, far less complicated. Beyond that, you should also have a health care proxy and an advance directive so that the people on your healthcare proxy know what you want at the end of life. This used to be called a living will. It's now called an advance directive. You need to make sure that you have told people what you want. Often this is facilitated best through an estate attorney. And for people who really balk at the idea of seeing an estate attorney, because they are expensive, these
mm-hmm,
things
right.
can run, a full estate plan can run anywhere from a low end of $1,500 up to $20,000, depending on how complicated it is. But there are legal aid societies, and there are even some do-it-yourself paperwork kinds of websites. I don't actually advocate those, but it is an option, and it's better than
That's
nothing.
Right. It's better than nothing, right.
Yeah. So those are the basic documents. I also, as important as the documents, is a plan for long-term care.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, everybody has probably heard of long-term care insurance. That's getting a little harder to find and a little harder to qualify for these days than it was 20 years ago. But there's only three ways to pay for long-term care. One is through insurance, one is through your own savings, and the third is through Medicaid, which means that you have to divest yourself of the things that you consider assets before you qualify for Medicaid. Medicare does not pay for long-term care, mm-hmm. Whether you are at home or in a long-term care facility. So people need to know that, and it's especially important for solo agers, I believe.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I think the other twist we might just want to mention, of course, we're speaking with Dr. Sarah Zev Geber, and she's based in California, is that also all of our listeners need to do a scan to what are the relevant repercussions within your particular state, because
exactly
they're very
right.
different state to state.
Exactly right. So people need to do some research.
Well, you know, let's step up some of the bigger possibilities, though, also is this whole idea of living arrangements. And,
yeah.
and thinking about and making those decisions before you need to get there. I'm come to mind a conversation I had with my husband yesterday. He has an older brother, and his wife is about to turn 70. And they've already had the conversation that, you know, the house we're currently in, we probably need to plan within the next 5 to 8 years of moving from this place because it's got so many stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so making those steps beforehand, let alone be wise to what's going on in the real estate market and mortgage investing and so on, then actually what prompted this conversation between the two of them is they were about to do a refi and realized, gee, we probably could do an ARM, an adjustable rate mortgage, mm-hmm. because we're not going to be in this home that much longer. And it was uh-huh. driven by stairs.
Yeah, yeah. All good thoughts, and I'd like, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to back up just a little bit.
Sure.
And talk first about what solo agers need to think about as they get into their 60s and 70s. And the primary area that those thoughts need to go in is relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're working currently and you're a solo ager, I would guess that your social life may partly revolve around the people you work with, and eventually you won't be working in that job. You'll have an encore career, maybe you're already in your encore career, or you may be retired. So building relationships outside of the work environment is a very, very important thing. My counsel to solo agers is always to join a group, create a group. You can join a group through the Transition Network, which is a wonderful organization of women throughout the country that have local peer groups that become their own support groups. Now, mm-hmm. these aren't just solo agers, but it's an excellent avenue for solo agers. And start the conversation with these friends about end-of-life preferences. If you reach 65, the statistics are that those of us who get to that point have a very, very good chance, a much better than average chance of living well into our 80s. So you've got a lot of life ahead of you, and you want to live it with a good plan in mind. But you never know. So being prepared is a wonderful thing to do for yourself. My motto is be prepared and then go enjoy your life.
That's right. Be prepared, go enjoy your life.
Yeah.
I like that.
And it's important to see a financial advisor to sort out what you have saved, what kind of pension you may have earned, and what your Social Security will be. If you're already on Social Security, to factor in when you start taking dividends and payouts from your IRAs. That's very difficult for one person to sort out without a professional guide. So I always advise people to see a financial advisor, even if you just buy one meeting with them, and let them help you see what kind of money you're going to be living on.
And in fact, it's a great one to bring up. Most people think financial advisors are the classic broker that's going to tell you buy, sell, trade, and move your money. But actually, the really good ones look at your entire system of assets and all these decisions that range everything from insurance to actually facilitating you getting the type of advanced directory or living will, provided they've got partners in the legal profession.
Yes.
So view them as a manager or a leader much bigger than doing financial trades.
Most of the good ones are fee-based, and they will look very holistically at
mm-hmm.
your situation.
Right.
I work with a lot of financial advisors to help them look more holistically at their clients, and sometimes I work with their clients. In addition to their work, I help them figure out kind of the non-financial aspects of their planning, and we work well together. So however you do it, at least one meeting with a financial advisor is a really good idea, especially for solo agers, but really for everyone. And now, Zara, you wanted me to talk some about living arrangements.
Yeah, just the idea, you know, thank you for reminding us the importance of relationships and then the financial advising piece. If we look at some of the things that actually you can get in advance of the need, I look at our elders that have been in my husband and my sphere is how two of them really took the initiative to move before the crisis happened. So in other words, to plan in advance those next steps. And actually, I think they were role modeled after my grandparents who did that. So they knew what my grandparents did that they could influence their decisions.
And Zara, where did they move to?
Actually, in the case of my father, he finally realized he really didn't want to live on 4 acres in the home we grew up as kids. So he made the decision. Granted, it took him 3 years to actually pull the ripcord and move, but and God love him, he had to do it his way, and we were fine with that. But he now lives within 10 minutes of two of my brothers.
Okay, in a single family home?
Actually, no, in a full service senior facility that has advancing care. So he would know he wouldn't have to do any major moves in amongst those major steps that are inevitably going to hit.
Good. We call those continuous care retirement communities, CCRCs, and they are absolutely an excellent option for solo agers, but not for all solo agers.
Mm-hmm.
They are expensive. There's a range. So if that kind of a community appeals to you, check out a number of them, because there's quite a range of CCRC costs. A lot of it depends on what state you're in, because, of course, real estate factors into that, just the simple cost of real estate. I know here in California they're quite pricey. But that kind of living isn't for everybody either.
Yeah.
And fortunately today there are some options. There's an option called co-housing that I'm a huge fan of. You can learn more about it on several different websites, both cohousing.org and cohousing.com will provide a lot of information. But essentially, cohousing is what's known as an intentional community. People that decide to live together, buy a piece of property together, and either build or convert an old small condominium complex or an old apartment building. It's been done in urban areas. It's been done in suburban areas. There are, I think, over 100 of them now around the country, and they're all different. But essentially, the people that live in them, and by the way, some of them, most of them, are multi-generational.
Yes, lovely. Yes, so you get the different energy and sharing and learning across.
And some are just for aging. So there's a handful that are just for what we'll call seniors or people in their third act, but still quite vibrant. But there is a commitment to take care of one another. There's a commitment to build a community. Most co-housing organizations, or most co-housing communities, let me say, have at least one meal together a week. They have a lot of common areas, although everyone has their own independent home. So I'm a big fan of that. And recently, I stumbled into another very interesting organization, the fledgling organization, called the Golden Girls Network.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. A woman in Maryland started her own Golden Girls home and modeled after the show that I'm sure we've all seen at least one episode of.
Right, exactly.
With Bea Arthur and Betty White.
Betty White, yes.
They all live together in Florida, four of them, in just a normal suburban home somewhere in the state of Florida. Well, this is modeled after that, and this woman in Maryland, after she got a divorce and her kids were grown and gone, decided that she didn't want to grow old alone in this big house. So she actually put an ad in Craigslist.
I love it, yep.
And found three other women to move in with her. She interviewed them. They talked about it. She had, I don't actually know how many people responded to her ad, but she chose the three she wanted. And they've been together since 2009. They support one another. They are a family. One of them had a diabetes-related stay in the hospital not too long ago, and they supported her through that, all that she needed. And the if you look at the GoldenGirlsNetwork.org, you'll find that the woman who started this one is now trying to start a whole network across the country of people who want to do this, and she's actually doing some training programs for people
sure,
and webinars.
Isn't
that interesting?
It's fabulous in creating a model.
Yeah.
Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Sarah Zeff Geber. She's based in Los Gatos, California. Her website, by the way, is lifeencore.com. Sarah, before we run out of time, give us a sense of what services you offer to
Absolutely.
Solo agers and, of course, baby boomers in general.
Yeah, exactly. I don't just work with solo agers. I do coaching with individuals or couples. I do workshops to help people prepare for retirement or prepare for an encore career or some combination or some sequential series of all three. I really help people figure out the non-financial pieces of a retirement plan. Where to live, whether you want to move, and I don't mean move across the country. I mean just move out of your multi-story home. How to do that, how to stay in your home if you want to, lots of resources for that, and how to continue to lead a life with meaning and purpose and fun on the resources that you have. So, again, I do that through coaching and through workshops for groups of up to 18. Life Encore is on Facebook. I have a Facebook page for Life Encore, and I also have a Twitter feed that's at Life Encore.
Very good. Well, Sarah, and again, with your background in counseling and organizational behavior, you have a PhD in those fields. A lot of your work, of course, has been generated based on good, solid research, as well as your own writing in the practitioner field. I would say you're probably one that's very, very well equipped. And how wonderful to know that you stepped into this whole focus on living smart after 50, particularly with the expertise on being solo based on your own circumstance. So I would think that brings a tremendous amount of credibility because you've walked this path or are walking this path with your husband right now.
That's right. We are walking this path. I don't want to be the shoemaker with no shoes. So.
Exactly. Well, very good. Well, Sarah, again, thank you for joining us. And I remind our listeners that she's co-author of a new book that we did spotlight before called Live Smart After 50. That's livesmartafter50.com, which is, again, a wonderful resource as well,
yes.
An expert's guide to life planning for uncertain times. So we'll continue that dialogue. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Zara. You too.
Real pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Change is chaotic, that is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.